Canva.
6 years ago, Nick and I were designing the pitch deck for our media company.
Yeah, we didn't want it to look like some amateur college PowerPoint. We wanted to impress investors. So we made our first pitch deck on Canva.
Canva is the easy-to-use online design platform for presentations, social media posts, physical flyers, anything you can design.
Canva turns you into a digital Da Vinci, delighting your audience with design.
They got these color palettes that you can use. It makes your work look beautiful.
We used presentation templates that were available for free and then customized them for our company.
And guess what? That summer, we sold that company, Market Snacks, thanks to the deck we built with Canva.
Oh, and funny thing, we still use Canva today for all our design projects.
So Yetis, start designing today at canva.com.
Canva, designed for work.
This episode is sponsored by Audible, the home of storytelling.
Protect her.
That's from the opening chapter of The Last Thing He Told Me.
Or is it protect her?
It's protect her.
Yeah, it's like that.
It's a thrilling mystery my wife and I listened to on Audible.
It actually got adapted into a TV show, but it was way more riveting as an audiobook, wasn't it, man?
It's about a tech executive who disappears when his company gets indicted on accounting fraud.
But he disappeared to protect her. And honestly, we shouldn't say anymore. Let's stop there.
Listen to the whole audiobook on Audible while driving in the car on road trips.
And you should too. As an Audible member, you can choose one title a month to keep from their entire catalog.
New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/tboy or text tboy to 500-500.
That's audible.com/tboy or text tboy to 500-500. Airbnb.
It's wedding season.
Yes, it is. What's going on, baby?
Alex and I just got invited to a beautiful venue for the wedding of a childhood buddy of mine.
Lovely. Can't wait to hear about
it. We got babysitters. We're all set to go.
And the first thing that you did, Jack?
Book a hotel for the wedding.
Okay, second thing that you did?
List my place as available that weekend on Airbnb.
Millions of people host on Airbnb, but millions more have never even thought about hosting.
Here's the thing. We've said it's great to make money while you sleep. Actually, Warren Buffett said that.
Well, when you're an Airbnb host, you make money while you sleep and while someone else sleeps.
That's why anytime I'm traveling, I immediately jump into Airbnb and set my house as available. It's that easy.
So Yetis, your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host. This is Nick.
This is Jack.
It's Thursday, the new Friday, July 20th, and today's pod is just the best one yet. It is a T-Boy, Jack.
Before we go any further, Yetis, I should inform you, you're in the presence, and I am too, of a hero.
Oh,
Nick, tell us,
Jack,
about the lizard that you rescued yesterday.
Well, I'm at the Ferry Building, our recording studio, and I walked out and some people noticed there was a 6-inch long lizard that needed some help.
Everyone was concerned about this lizard, who was missing its tail, by the way.
Yeah.
And nobody did anything until Nick stepped in.
Well, Jack, after the CPR and the mouth-to-mouth didn't work, I picked up that lizard and brought it over to get a takeout tray. I put it in the takeout tray and then I took it home.
And you brought it to the Presidio, right?
I brought it to home and then Molly did not want it at home. So then I brought it to the Presidio.
Yeah, Nick is the former parent of 3 lizards he raised when he was a kid. So he knew what he was doing.
A scaly, whaley, beardy, weirdy, and slimy timey. I nursed it back to health. And now it's free in the wild, Jack.
You deserve a key to the city.
Cold-blooded animals, warm hearts, Jack. Warm hearts. First story, what do we got on the show?
If you're going to see Oppenheimer, the director wants you to see it on IMAX.
Because Yeti's IMAX is a publicly traded stock, and IMAX has a wild story.
For our second story, Microsoft just put a price tag on their Office AI assistant.
How much are we talking, Jack?
$30 per month per worker.
So Jack and I calculated how much money Microsoft is gonna make off everyone.
And our third and final story is Kim Kardashian. Her Skims brand just hit a $4 billion valuation.
And now Kim K wants to IPO her underwear.
But Yetis, before we hit that wonderful mix.
That is like a wild mix today. Like, no one's expecting that mix of stories, Jack.
Not even Scaly Whaley. Yetis, to quote our buddy T-Pain, what do we got?
I'm on a boat.
Get this, Yetis. The newest feature from Uber isn't a new type of car or a new type of wheels or a new type of bike.
No. The newest feature from Uber is a boat.
That's right. Uber now lets you book a boat.
Get your swim trunks and your flippy floppies, Jack. I'm on a boat.
Open up your phone and hail a boat.
Ladies, when you order an Uber boat, you're not getting a Camry, you're getting a catamaran.
Not a VW, a commercial vessel.
You don't walk into a Prius, you walk onto the plank.
Now, this service launches first in Mykonos, Greece.
So you can go island hopping in an Uber on the water.
And this means you don't need a sugar daddy to get yourself over to Santorini.
Yeah, all you need, Jack, is a half-decent Uber rating and a signal.
That's right. And if you want to get 5 stars, you should bring your own life vest and definitely bring your own water wings.
Yeah, 0 stars if you can't swim. That's going to be a problem. You need to do the backstroke.
If you know CPR, you get 6 stars.
Hey, Lyft, your move on this one.
Yeah, Lyft, can we get like a jet ski service? Miami would love that.
Because Yetis, it is hot yacht summer.
Oh, captain, my captain. Can you please drop us off at the next corner, please?
Land ho! Let's hit our 3 stories.
I said buoy.
15 years before this song, two boys from the Northeast met in the dorm. They had an idea that caused a cultural storm. It's the best one yet, but the best is the norm. Jack, Nick, that's it. I don't even think they need to practice. 50%, that's a fat tip. T-Boy City on your at list. If you know, you know, cause we ready to go. We can't wait no more, so just start the show. Start the show.
For our first story, Oppenheimer, the movie, it opens tonight in theaters. But Jack and I want to talk about the screen.
One particular screen, actually.
And that screen is IMAX.
Because the story of IMAX is a lesson in flexibility.
IMAX, big word. Yetis, IMAX is the only brand that managed to be associated with a reel of film.
It's also not lowercase I. It's not an Apple product, you know?
No, they went all capital letters on this thing, didn't they, Jack?
Yeah, they did. They went all caps.
If you sit in the front row of an IMAX movie, you're going to lose a retina.
They type in their name. They're like, I think your all caps are on. They're like, we know.
You finish an IMAX movie, you got second degree vertigo.
Yetis, Oppenheimer is going to play at all 1,700 IMAX theaters in the world.
But we should point out one thing, shouldn't we, Jack?
19 of the theaters are like special theaters that offer crazy high quality 70 millimeter format.
But it's only 19 of those theaters. Well, because IMAX is so powerful, Christopher Nolan, the director of Oppenheimer, calls it the best film format ever invented.
So he filmed Batman, Inception, and Oppenheimer in this very unique top-of-the-line 70mm format.
Now, Yetis, here's the funny thing. You assume film is digital, because most films these days are digital, right, Jack?
But not IMAX. Not the 70mm.
IMAX is not only physical, it's an extremely physical film, isn't it?
The 70mm film is so narrow, it requires a really long wheel of physical film to do the movie.
Yetis, the movie Oppenheimer is 600 pounds of film at every single theater.
When the 3-hour movie is over, 11 miles of film have gone through the projector.
Oppenheimer is the same length of film as a half marathon.
But Yetis, it's not just a bigger high-resolution screen. IMAX audio means that there's no bad seat in the house.
Yetis, if you think about IMAX, it's really a tech company.
A $1 billion publicly traded tech company whose stock is up 14% this year.
Now, Yetis, here's what Jack and I found fascinating about this story. IMAX may actually be the best performing part of the entire entertainment industry right now.
IMAX is only 1% of the screens worldwide that play movies.
And yet, IMAX makes up 11% of all ticket sales.
How could it have only 1% of the screens, but 11% of the ticket sales?
Jack and I were so curious, we had to jump in T-Boy style. And what did we discover, Jack?
We found 2 reasons. First, tickets are priced higher for IMAX.
Yeah, you're going to pay a premium for that giant screen that's going to ensconce your entire surroundings.
The second reason, people just prefer IMAX.
When you look at the speed of ticket sales, IMAX always sells out before every other regular screen. Sorry, AMC.
Those are the 2 reasons IMAX makes more money. And we see it in the results. Like, look at Spider-Man, what happened over there opening weekend.
Okay, Spider-Man opening weekend went into IMAX and regular theaters. And for regular theaters, they made $19,000 per screen.
For IMAX theaters, they made $34,000 per screen on opening weekend.
Spider-Man was making twice as much money on the IMAX screens as the regular old AMC screens.
IMAX, emphasis on the max.
So Jack, what's the takeaway for all our buddies over at IMAX?
IMAX is a case study for business model flexibility.
All right, Yetis, get this. IMAX was actually founded back in 1967 by 4 Canadians, high school friends, who wanted a more immersive theater experience.
And they created that with IMAX. But for 25 years, IMAX only existed within museums. Like the Boston Museum of Science.
They could only get funding from like the science community. So all they did was like nature documentaries and dinosaurs and trees and bear movies on IMAX.
Now look, an IMAX movie about dinosaurs is pretty thrilling.
We'll watch that any day. But you can't build a sustainable business just on dinosaur movies.
That's why in 1994, IMAX made a pivot. They saw a business opportunity in the surge of 1990s big blockbuster movies.
But then IMAX faced a chicken and egg problem because it cost $5 million to install an IMAX in a theater.
Theaters were nervous. They didn't install it, so movies weren't made in that format.
Which meant that IMAX had to pivot their business model again a few years later.
IMAX decided they'll pay the installation. They'll pay the $5 million to put IMAX at movie theaters.
And here's the key. In return, IMAX would get a cut of every single ticket sale.
And here's the best part. Since IMAX tickets are more expensive, IMAX could take a 20% cut and everybody wins.
The theater could still make a profit.
It took nearly 60 years, but IMAX finally found its business model.
The product worked right away, but the business model, it took some flexibility. For our second story, Microsoft's stock just hit an all-time high as it becomes the first company to put a price tag on artificial intelligence.
Because Microsoft owns the American office and the American worker.
Because that's who we are. And that's who we care about.
Because that's who I am, and that's who I care about.
That's who I care about.
Yeah, good job.
Yeah, Eddie, here's the thing with AI. Everyone's working on an AI right now. And frankly, we already knew Microsoft was working on an AI. They told us its name.
Yeah, we knew they were calling it Copilot, too.
But here's what we didn't know and what we just discovered yesterday.
How much it will cost.
The price tag.
Here it is. $30 per month. Per worker at your company to have an artificial intelligence amigo at your side.
Microsoft just unveiled Microsoft 365 Copilot at $30 per month per worker.
Here's what this product is. It's the Microsoft Office that you know and probably don't love.
Yeah, like Word and PowerPoint and Excel.
But with an AI assistant chilling in every window and every document you have open.
Yeah, it's browsing your files, reading your emails, learning about your work, helping you do work.
And since this Copilot knows so much about your work, it can do stuff for you. Like, tell it to write a call report and it will do it.
I need a TPS report for Lumberg by 3 p.m.
And Microsoft is selling this AI assistant Copilot as an add-on to Microsoft Office for $30 per month per worker.
And that adds up, doesn't it, Jack?
Yes, it does, Nick. For each 10% of current Microsoft Office customers who upgrade to this Copilot,
we're doing the math for you.
Microsoft will make an additional $10 billion of annual revenue.
This one feature is worth $10 billion a year.
For every 10% of customers who upgrade.
And that is why Microsoft stock hit an all-time high yesterday.
Now, we've always said that new technology, it tends to get its first start in the workplace.
Well, Jack, what's the most clear use case for AI right now?
It's in the office, Nick.
And that sounds like a place for a takeaway. So, Jack, what's the takeaway for our buddies over at Microsoft?
Microsoft owns the American office.
Hey, Eddie, you want to know the reason Microsoft is worth $2.6 trillion right now? It's most ever.
Because it owns the American office.
Yeah, sure. Lots of companies run on Google's Gmail, Google Docs, and Google Sheets right now. That's true. They've made inroads on Microsoft.
But even more companies run on Microsoft and Microsoft Office.
And those companies are paying Microsoft thousands of dollars every month, month after month, year after year, and they still are.
In fact, Nick, Microsoft Office has been around 40 years. It's 40 years old. And it's still growing like a freak.
Get this, Yetis. Last quarter, Microsoft Office grew 14%. 14%, and it's a 40-year-old product.
Yetis, AI could have been a threat to Microsoft, challenging its Office dominance.
So instead, it turned that threat into a strength by investing in ChatGPT.
Now Microsoft is a leader in AI and still the leader of the American Office.
And that is why Microsoft stock just hit an all-time high.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Eddie's, how good is the feeling of finally getting something off your chest?
You've been wanting to say it. You've been waiting to say it.
But you bottled it up.
In Waspy, Vermont, where I grew up, we didn't talk much about our problems. We were encouraged to keep them to yourself.
Eddie's, bottling up your feelings is just horrible for you because eventually it blows up with an outburst. And then while it's stewing, it makes your whole stomach feel terrible.
We encourage you to get it off your chest. And the perfect place to do that is therapy.
You will not believe how good it feels to say something that has been left unsaid, and you can practice with a therapist and then end up telling your loved ones the best way possible later on.
You don't have to tell them, but you could. It's 100% up to you. Oh, and by the way, what you tell your therapist remains completely confidential.
So if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try.
It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule.
Get it off your chest with BetterHelp.
Visit BetterHelp.com/T-Boy today to get 10% off your first month.
That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/T-Boy.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/Wondery and use code Wondery for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/Wondery, code Wondery.
For our third and final story, Kim Kardashian Skims just hit a, get this, $4 billion valuation.
That's a huge valuation.
It's a huge valuation. That's more than a Lyft, Jack.
Next up for Skims is an IPO, because fortune favors the fast.
Fortune favors the fast. But Yeti, before we kick off this story, some trivia for Thursday of the New Friday. How much money does Kim Kardashian make on every season of her TV show?
Just Kim. Not the other Kardashians, right?
Just Kim. How much is Kim pulling in, Jack?
Well, what's she on, like season 8 right now?
Like round up, probably 50.
She makes $10 million per season of her show.
$10 million per season. But here's the thing. Kim's making more money off of her startup, Skims.
Way more money, because Skims has become the Spanx for Gen Z.
Yeah, Skims, her shapewear brand. We think it's the biggest celebrity brand since Air Jordan.
Kim still owns 35% of Skims, but the day-to-day business is run by the CEO, who happens to be a Swedish dude.
He happens to be named Mattson. He's actually not named Mattson, but yet here's the news. Kim Skims just raised $270 million to hit a $4 billion valuation in this economy?
In this economy. That is a higher valuation than The Gap, than Abercrombie & Fitch, than Victoria's Secret.
And Skims, by the way, it's profitable right now.
Skims is on track for $750 million of sales this year, which is up 50% from last year.
Next up, this digital brand is going physical. They're opening actual stores in New York and LA.
And then they plan to IPO, to bring their business from Beverly Hills over to Wall Street.
And now, Yetis, here's what Jack and I found fascinating about this story. A key part of the surge, it's the vacuum. They are filling the vacuum.
Specifically, they're filling the Victoria's Secret vacuum.
Because Victoria's Secret was the top-selling women's undergarment brand for the last 20 years.
It had a booming swimsuit business, too.
But when Victoria's Secret crumbled 5 years ago, there was a gold rush to fill the void, the vacuum that Victoria left.
And nobody filled that void better than Skims has.
To fill all that demand, Skims is putting up wild numbers. They got 11 million people on their wait list who want the product.
That's how much in demand their product is.
In fact, when they do product drops, they're selling $2 million of product in just 10 minutes.
If you check out their website, like half of the stuff is sold out.
Yeah, that kind of speed, that's vacuum speed. So Jack, what's the takeaway for our buddy Kim over at Skims?
Fortune favors the fast.
Fortune favors the fast. Or another way to say it, Yetis, speed kills. That's a quote from our college coaches, Jack in football, me in lacrosse.
In business school, our professors had a different term for the same idea. They called it product velocity.
Yeah, and Jack and I, we have our own term for that idea. And what's that, Jack?
Able. Always be launching everything.
Well, if you think about it, Yetis, those are all different terms for the same idea.
Launching quickly, moving the business forward quickly, keeps you ahead of the competition.
Skim's secret is speed. They don't wait for fashion seasons. They do drops year-round all the time.
Skims is only 4 years old, but they've moved beyond their original product shapewear to loungewear and swimwear and general clothing too.
And they're expanding to menswear coming this fall.
And today, the original shapewear business is a minority of total sales.
Because speed kills product velocity, A-B-L-E.
Skims blew past her fashion competition because fortune favors the fast.
Jack, can you whip up the takeaways for the New Friday?
IMAX is the native habitat for Christopher Nolan's physics-defying movies like Oppenheimer.
And IMAX, the company, is a case study in business model flexibility.
For our second story, Microsoft's $30 a month price tag for Office AI sent the stock to an all-time high.
Because Microsoft still owns the American Office.
And our third and final story is Skims. It's now a $4 billion company headed for IPO next year.
Kim's staying ahead of the competition because fortune favors the fast.
But Yetis, we're not done yet. Here's what else you need to know today.
First, Tesla's revenue jumped 46% last quarter, and they just produced their very first Cybertruck.
When you see your first Cybertruck on the road, take a picture of that thing and send it our way.
We want to see that, Yetis. And second story, Goldman Sachs just said its profit fell 58% from last year.
Goldman Sachs is the only bank on Wall Street not living its best life right now.
And finally, Netflix. They just reported an 8% jump in subscriptions. People were pretty surprised.
Everyone who subscribed last quarter got kicked off their mom's account because the password cracked down.
It was a whole bunch of mooches. Including me. Now time for the best fact yet. This one sent in by Karina Thiessen from lovely Toluca, Mexico.
Turns out the buying and selling of human bones is actually legal in the United States.
Apparently there is like no federal regulation of trading human bones online or offline. It's kind of just a thing that can happen.
A tibia here, a fibula there.
We're not saying you should do it, but you won't be arrested for doing it.
That's all I have to say about that.
That's all we got to say about that. Yetis, you looked fantastic today. And by the way, if you want to check out some T-Boy videos, you got to check out our Instagram account at T-BoyPod.
Yeah, we're actually going to put up a picture of the lizard whose life Nick saved yesterday.
Yes.
It's in a to-go container. That's how he carried it to safety. It lost his tail. It didn't save its life. I'm sorry. It lost its tail. It didn't lose its life.
I'm not asking for credit, Jack. Just asking for crickets. Before we go, a happy birthday to legendary Yeti, Brittany Cooper, down the street in San Francisco, who is wearing her T-Boy hat with her buddy, Alex Silva.
Congratulations to Timothy Harton for turning 24 and getting a new job in Charlotte, North Carolina.
And how about Elon B, who's also turning 24 down in New Jersey.
Happy birthday to Rohit in Vancouver, Canada.
And Nate Cryer, happy birthday in Murray, Utah.
Happy birthday to Carrie Myers in Wilsonville, Oregon, who's celebrating with her puppy, Hank.
P-U-P-P-Y.
And to anyone else celebrating something today, make it a T-Boy.
Celebrate the wins.
This is Jack. I own stock of Netflix and Volkswagen. And Nick's my favorite movie is The Dark Knight, Batman.
Scaly, whaley, beardy, weirdy, and slimy, timey.
If you like the best one yet, you can listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
And before you go, tell us a little bit about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
We want to get to know you.